Hi, everyone, and welcome to our New Year's edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. We hope you've had a great holiday season. The Chiefs close out the year this week as they go to the Front Range to take on the Denver Broncos. It's an important game for Peyton Manning and Denver as they try to get into better playoff positioning. This week, we connect with Romeo Crennel in his office. We talk about his renewal of the rivalry with Peyton Manning as the Chiefs take on the Broncos in Denver. And we'll take a look back at how game production first started as Lamar Hunt's vision manifested itself into a mascot and a writer who made history for this great franchise. All that and much more on our final week of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. As the Chiefs close out the season against the Denver Broncos this week, we also close out the calendar year and all of us look back and reflect on 2012. But we also look ahead with hope to 2013 and beyond. That hope was given to some area youngsters by the Chiefs Rookie Club.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Morning.
One of the programs that the Chiefs rookies visited today was the Children's Center for the Visually Impaired, or CCVI. CCVI is a program that provides services to blind and visually impaired children from birth through primarily kindergarten age from throughout the Kansas City metro area.
My group, we're in the visually impaired department with the children. We made cookies today. It was a great time. You know, it was the opportunity to put a smile on someone else's face.
A lot of your Chiefs players are of that age that they could have children who are preschool aged. And so I think there's that kind of bond. But I think we are so fortunate in Kansas City that the Kansas City Chiefs are so involved in the community. And when I see something like this with these young men coming over here and sitting down with little kids who are blind and visually impaired and putting frosting on Arrowhead cookies and then putting M&Ms and all, you know, that tugs at your heart. It really does. It's a special thing.
Go Chiefs!
One of the agencies the Chiefs visited today was Children's Therapeutic Learning Center, or Children's TLC. And we serve young children, age 1 to 6, with disabilities and developmental delays. And here they're able to attend a preschool, but also receive their speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. There are a lot of kids that were waiting for Casey Wolf and the cheerleaders, but certainly the players did such a great job interacting with the kids. It certainly made their holiday much, much more bright. The guys are so big and the kids are so small that some of them were a little overwhelmed, but they certainly enjoyed their time with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs did a great job with the kids.
It was an amazing day. We had the Chiefs Brigade Club who came to visit us today at the YMCA Early Learning Center.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We are an early childhood program that provides early care and education for children ages 6 weeks to 5 years old. And the rookies were able to play the NFL Play 60 with our preschool children, so they got to do some really amazing fun activities where they were doing physical movement and talking about healthy eating.
Who likes to play outside?
Me!
Everybody got a razor? All right, who likes to ride the bike?
Me.
They were so excited. They've been talking about it for weeks. A lot of the children dressed up in their Chiefs jerseys, and when the Chiefs players walked in, they just wouldn't leave them alone. They were so excited to see the players.
Especially this time of year, the Christmas season, it's important for us to get out. We've had the opportunity to come here and interact with the kids and hopefully brighten their day up for a little bit.
Being around those kids, seeing how happy they were just to, you know, do something simple like making a cookie with us. You know, it just made me light up inside.
The children really do idolize the players. They see them on TV, they see them playing, and to have them come and actually come to their classroom and be a part of their everyday is an amazing event.
Being 50 years in the organization and to be first class like the Kansas City Chiefs are, It's just an honor and a privilege to even come here and be a part of it. So many great players have come from the Kansas City Chiefs. Hopefully one day my name, the people I play with here at the Kansas City Chiefs, you can mention with those Buck Buchanan, Bobby Bells, Willie Lanier, those guys. It's just an honor to be on the same field as those guys.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Much more coming at you right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider as we head to the coach's office one last time this season and we take a look at seasons past and how a mascot trotted its way into the annals of the Chiefs history book.
Minutes of football. That's what's left in the 2012 campaign for the Chiefs. But endless hours of decision-making and strategizing lie ahead for the front office as they prepare for a new chapter in the franchise's history. After the final seconds tick off at the Denver game this weekend, that chapter begins to be written. Decisions are abound for this team, and they will come in bunches. With the draft immediately on the heels of the postseason, the Chiefs will certainly face having a lead position in choosing for their future, and those choices will be on display to the country. After the NFL season comes to an end, the nation's eyes will be on this team and their evolution. And a team that was all but forgotten in January will be center stage in the spring. The draft is not the only event that will shape the Kansas City Chiefs in the early months of 2013. Personnel moves, free agency, and decisions on the Chiefs' own free agents will weigh heavily on what the DNA of this team is about. The makeup of the team on both offense and defense will certainly see some changes. The question remains though, what will those changes be? How extensive will they be? And what positions are of most need moving forward? Only time will tell. But that's exactly why sports, and football to be more specific, are so exciting. A new season brings new possibilities, visions of change, and good old-fashioned hope. The fans, this city, and the entire kingdom look to have their team compete, plain and simple. That competition will reflect the work that will get done from January to August. The sum of the parts of the offseason will add up to a new era. So hang tight, Chiefs fans. It's about to get interesting.
And as always, we're in the office of the head coach, Romeo Crennel. Hope you're enjoying your holidays and Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Coach. Let's hope 2013 is better.
Definitely.
For the both of us. Closing out the regular season against the Denver Broncos. They're in a 10-game winning streak, but quite honestly, you could really strongly argue you played them as tough as anybody in that 10-game winning streak. What about the rematch now in Denver?
Well, you know, going to Denver is always a tough place to play because of the altitude and then that home field that they have. And now with the 10-game winning streak, they have a lot of momentum. They have a lot of confidence. It will be tough, but, you know, we played them really well here. They hit the drive in at the end to finally put the game away. So I think we can take something from that game, tweak a few things, and hopefully we'll be the ones driving at the end to pull it out.
Sometimes you go past the wins and the scores. During the holidays especially, the impact that you have on young men in the role of a coach.
Mitch, you know what? I think sometimes that's hard to determine initially. Sometimes down the road, you know, you'll get a call from a guy or you'll get a letter from a guy who will say how much he appreciated how you helped him. And that has occurred a couple of times for me. And then the other thing, as a coach, you try to be a great example for the players. And then if they can hold it together during times of adversity, like we're experiencing this year, and not point fingers and still go out and give a good effort on Sunday, then that lets me know that they're listening to what's being said to them. They're listening to what's being taught to them. And so I think somewhere down the road, some of these guys will write me a letter or give me a call. In today's vernacular, they will text me, you know, and tell me how much they appreciate my leadership.
Don't go away. Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider has one more segment for you before we shut the doors down for the offseason, and you won't want to miss it. because we'll show you how War Paint, the most beloved horse in the Chiefs' kingdom, came to be. Welcome back to the show. Again, the Chiefs go to Denver this week, and one of the more interesting walks that I take in Invesco Field is by the stable of the Broncos horse. I don't even know its name. But I know this, it's not nearly the best horse in the AFC West or the NFL. We all know in the Chiefs' kingdom, it's War Paint. But the story gets even better because Lamar Hunt was way ahead of his time in game production as we look at the beginning of the most famous horse in professional football.
To me, an American cowboy, he's just honest, everyday, hard-working guy, just trying to make it. I had 7 brothers and 3 sisters. 5 of us were cowboys. We went to rodeos just everywhere around. I bucked off a lot of bulls, I bucked off a lot of horses. And, you know, I just didn't want to go out there and just not do anything. I wanted to do something that, you know, maybe be a great cowboy or something like that. And it turned out I was a great Indian.
In 1963, Lamar Hunt changed the landscape of sports in mid-America. He not only brought professional football to the Midwest, but he also shared a vision of showcasing Kansas City's remarkable hometown spirit.
When Lamar first came to Kansas City and met with H.R.O. Bartle and some of the civic people here in Kansas City, he always believed that there had to be another concept other than just this game taking place on the field. You've got to entertain the fans in the stands. I believe that's where game production in the NFL really, truly began.
We did a lot of things in an entertainment way, and Lamar loved that. And he was very, very creative in so many ways as to, you know, things we can do to make it fun.
Bear in mind, the stadiums were not being sold out here in Kansas City early on when we came here. So he was doing things that he thought would help to be an attraction. Tony DiPardo and his band, you had cheerleaders.
Well, I've never known much about, you know, show business. I was just a regular player out there and I like to bang on people. But, you know, as far as the drum that they would beat on out there, it made a lot of noise. I think it made a lot of the excitement. And then we had Standard Rude's Roost out there and people would talk about it.
As a young Chiefs team was orchestrating its local pageantry, one crucial element was missing. So Lamar decided to have an audition.
Well, they decided that they needed a mascot. They wanted a horse and an Indian. So at Benjamin Stables, they had a tryout. And there was probably 30, 35 guys showed up. But most of them didn't know you had to ride the horse bareback. And so when I got on, I just went down to the end of the trail, came back up with my hands up in the air. And it looked like I was signaling a touchdown, so that's how I ended up with the job.
Bob Johnson's role was when we scored, he jumped on the back of War Paint and rode around Municipal. He would take off and go so fast. I mean, heaven forbid anybody was in the way because it was like, if we scored, clear the way, here comes Bob and War Paint.
Well, I always wanted to see War Paint out there moving around, going around the field, because that meant that we did something good, like score some points, particularly a touchdown. And War Paint didn't just walk around. No, 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 not with Bob Johnson aboard War Paint. It's going full bore. He was a wild man.
Literally. He's bareback, so his knees are just, you know, pressing in on the horse to hold him. And then up go his arms. With his war bonnet and his arms up, nothing to hold on to, no stirrups. You couldn't wait to score because here comes Bob and here comes War Paint.
Well, as a child, naturally, war paint was one of my favorite parts of the game day experience. I think every little boy, you know, loves cowboys and Indians, and to have our own live chief riding a beautiful paint horse around the stadium was just incredible. I know probably the first time I saw them, you know, I was completely wide-eyed. And from that moment on, every time I came to Municipal and later Arrowhead Stadium, I was looking for war paint and Bob Johnson.
Well, Bob Johnson was a fixture for the early Chiefs teams. I truly believe that he brought many, many fans into that stadium just so they could see him fall off the horse once in a while.
I went in the snow, I went in the rain. I never had a coat on. I had a short sleeve shirt, a pair of pants, and moccasins.
You know, it was a spectacle when war paint was flying around the field, you know. And I guarantee you, the opposition, you know, they saw that too, and they're hoping that the horse didn't cut across the field where they were huddled up because he'd run right over.
It was tough, especially going by the wolf pack where everybody stomped them wooden bleachers. That horse would get nervous. I was probably saying a lot of prayers not to fall off.
You know, he broke a few bones, you know, riding the horse by falling off of it, you know.
Yeah, I saw Bob slide off that horse a few times.
One time, we were playing the Dallas Cowboys in the new stadium, though, and it had rained. That rubber hitting that AstroTurf, it would just slip. The horse fell on me and broke my leg. I finished the game and then went and got my leg fixed. That horse never potted other than in the tunnel at the new stadium.
Of course he did. He's a horse. You know, you can't talk to him and say, hey, hold it.
Oh, yeah. We had a scooper.
I had a lot of jobs, but that was not one of them, thank goodness.
I don't remember any of the guys from either team falling into a, you know, a deposit that the horse made on the field, but I'm sure that there were some out there.
He was right back there, like where the brass section was, our trumpets and trombones. They were gone.
I told him to put some diapers on that bad boy.
No, I mean, horse is a horse, of course, of course.
War paint found his resting place near the brass section of the Tony DiPardo Zing Band. And that meant Mr. Music himself would need something in return to lift his spirits.
I was getting ready to go, and he said, hey, Bob, would you take me around this one time? Just one time.
He jumps on the back of this, holds on to Bob. Bob has nothing to hold on to. You're galloping, you've got a horn, trying to blow a charge.
I could hear him saying, Bob, go slower, Bob. And his eyes are that big around.
And there's Bob, and there's Daddy, and it's just an incredible picture. It was a symbolic time because Lamar Hunt made it a point that you felt like you were family.
We were local guys. We were from Kansas City. I took pride in what I did all those years. People loved it. That's what we did.
Thank you for joining us all season long here on the show. It has been an incredibly difficult season for everyone involved with the Chiefs. However, as we turn the page to 2013, there are a lot of exciting decisions to be made. Kansas City may dictate the entire draft to the rest of the National Football League. One thing is certain, and hopefully we capture it for you on all of our shows, including on Insider or on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, that this stands for incredible spirit, a spirit that will not die and lives for a better day. And we'll bring that better day to you right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.